ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಸದಾಶಿವ ಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಸದ್ಗುರು ಚರಣಾರವಿಂದಾಭ್ಯಾಂ ನಮಃ. ವಿವೇಕ ಚೂಡಾಮಣಿ, ಶ್ಲೋಕ 302. ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾನಂದ ನಿಧಿರ್ ಮಹಾಬಲವತ ಅಹಂಕಾರ ಘೋರಾಹಿನ ಸಂವೇಷ್ಟ್ಯಾತ್ಮ ನಿರಕ್ಷ್ಯತೆ ಗುಣಮಯೈ ಚಂಡೈ ತ್ರಿಭಿರ್ಮಸ್ತಕೈ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಾಖ್ಯ ಮಹಾಸಿನಾ ಶ್ರುತಿಮತ ವಿಚ್ಛಿದ್ಯ ಶೀರ್ಷತ್ರಯಂ ನಿರ್ಮೂಲ್ಯಾಹಿಮಿಮಂ ನಿಧಿಂ ಸುಖಕರಂ ಧೀರೋನುಭೋಕ್ತುಂ ಕ್ಷಮಃ. ವಿ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಸಾ ದಿ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ವೆಬಿನಾರ್. ಐ ಆಮ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ರಿಫ್ರೆಶ್ what we talked there. Shankaracharya is discussing very elaborately the topic of nididhyasana as a means of viparita bhavana nivritti, and this topic begins from shloka 254 and goes all the way up to 417. A large chunk of Viveka Chudamani is taken by this topic. So that is the importance of nididhyasana Acharya wants to give. And viparita bhavana nivritti, that means elimination of all habitual ways of thinking which obstruct the enjoyment of the benefit of Vedantic study. And the viparita bhavana is presented by Shankaracharya in several different ways, and one of the methods of presentation is aham mama bhavana, having the I identification in the body mind complex. Once I claim the body as myself, then anything related to the body that becomes mine. So anything that is connected to the body is indirectly connected to me, and this indirect connection is called parampara sambandha, samsarga sambandha or mamakara sambandha, and the direct connection that is called tadatmya sambandha, sakshat sambandha, which is called ahankara. And this aham and mama, they are interconnected. Wherever ahankara is there, mamakara will also be there. Keval ahankara never exists. And as long as ahankara, mamakara are there, one can never get the benefit of aham brahmasmi jnana because of various problems that we saw earlier. Disease, death, old age, you know, people, old age of myself and also those related to me. They are all related. See, all these disease, death, old age of myself, they are all ahankara based worries. And when I am worried about my mother, my father, old age, death of them, and they relate to mamakara, they are all mamakara based worries. In fact, every worry can be traced to ahankara and mahankara, mamakara. And so if worries have to be removed, ahankara and mamakara have to be handled. We cannot eliminate ahankara and mamakara because as long as prarabdha is there, transactions cannot be avoided. And as long as transactions are necessary, ahankara and mamakara are necessary. For example, even to take food, I should know the difference between my mouth and somebody else's mouth. Otherwise, I will try to put the food in somebody else's mouth. So for transaction, we need aham and mama. But for jivan mukti, they are obstacles. But if I want transaction and jivan mukti, then what should I do? The only way is I don't eliminate aham and mama. I cannot also eliminate them. But I make aham and mama so insignificant so that they have sufficient strength for the transaction only. Actually, with instinctive ahankara itself, most of the transactions are possible in day-to-day world. For example, eating food, if you take, hand knows where the mouth is and mouth knows when to open. Nobody needs to instruct the mouth to receive the food. In fact, most of our day-to-day transactions, they do not require invoking strong ahankara at all. So keep aham and mama to that much necessary level only. And between the ahankara and mamakara also, Shankaracharya, he further differentiates that ahankara is further stronger because it is the root of mamakara also. Therefore, Shankaracharya, he writes several shlokas to handle ahankara. Goes up to shloka 310. And in the last webinar, we saw shloka 302 that we just read, where Brahmananda was compared to a treasure, a nidhi, and ahankara was compared to a poisonous serpent with three hoods in the form of sattva, rajas, tamogunas. And this jiva is obstructed to enjoy Brahmananda by this serpent of ahankara. Therefore, the acharya said that with the sword of nididhyasanam, so this is vijñākya mahāsinā. That is Mahasina Asina, that is the sword, that Nididhyasanam is, you know, the, with the Vijnanam, Prajnanam, they, all those things are all same thing only. With the word of Nididhyasanam, the sword of Nididhyasanam, cut off the three gunas of Ahankara and then one can enjoy the treasure of Brahmananda. If one says, I love Ahankara and I love the Sukham it gives, then understand it, it's a Sukham with a poison. Dukkha Mishrita Sukham. If somebody insists that still they want to enjoy it, Acharya will say, wish you all the best. Shloka 303. Yavadva yat kinchit vishadoshas purtihi asti cheddehe katamarogyaya bhavet tadvat ahantapi yogino maktyai. This is also a Vishama Vrittam, as we saw earlier, uneven meter. So it is read like a prose, even though I tried to put some raga to that. Suppose a person asks, why can't I retain abhimana, body abhimana, that I love so much? Right from my birth, I know my body. I think I am the body. I am so connected to the body. Why can't I retain it? Then Shankaracharya says, to the extent attachment to the body is there, to that extent, pain also will be there. But if you don't want pain, even an iota of aham, mama, abhimana should not be there. It is like a poison. Can we take one drop of cyanide or three drops of cyanide? Cyanide is cyanide. So I cannot say, okay, I will just take only one drop. No. So poison is poison regardless of the amount. When they talk about hormonal imbalances, all the chemical imbalance and all, the difference may be only less than half a gram or a few hundred milligrams or less. But the person is eternally depressed almost. So much of chemical imbalance is that and all. Similarly, aham, mama, even in small amount, will affect the spiritual health of the person. So he says, yavat. Yavat means as long as. Visha dosha spurtihi dehe asti. The visha dosham, the defect of visham, defect of poison, a toxin in the body, a small piece of dust, even for example in the eyes, how much it affects us. So much of water coming from the eyes, it is irritating so much. So spurtihi, its presence, dehe asti chet, is there in the body, even if there is a small amount of that is in the body, yet kinchit, any amount, need not be large amount also. If it is there, katam arogya bhavet. How can one enjoy arogya, enjoy health? You can never enjoy at all. And therefore, the poison should not be there at all. And this is the example he gives. In the same way, ahanta is toxin. Ahanta, so sattvika ahankara will have sattvika attachment, like attachment to your guru, shastra, they also will cause pain at some point in time. So sattvika ahankara, these are all sattvika ahankara, attachment to your guru and shastras and all. And money attachment, people are interested in money, wealth, this, that and all, they are all called rajas ahankara. and some people is they are attached to drugs and alcohols and all kinds of things. They are all tamas ahankara, and therefore no question of any noble poison at all. All are poisons. But what we do is we use rajas ahankara to transcend tamas ahankara, and then we use sattvika ahankara to transcend rajas ahankara. Then we use nidityasanam for transcending sattvika ahankara also. All are fetters. That is why in Manisha Panchakam, Shankaracharya says, I am jnani is also a form of ahankara only. Because to claim I am a jnani, one has to identify with one's intellect. Because atma is neither jnani or ajnani. To claim I am a jnani, one requires buddhi tadatmyam. Because jnanam is a vritti, it's a thought. Aham brahmasmi is a vritti, it's a thought. And vritti belongs to what? Vritti belongs to buddhi only. So if you ask a jnani, are you a jnani or a jnani? He will say, I am atma. He will neither say, I am jnani or a jnani. He will say, I am atma. Brahmaiva brahmavite. Kaschit sa surendra vandita pado noonam manisha mama. That is what Acharya said. So in your, in yatkinchite, we have to include the ahankara that I am a jnani also is also ahankara in that list. One should not have even a thought that I am jnani or sannyasi. So even if a little bit of ahankara is there, yogi, muktyehi katam bhavet, yoginaha. Muktyehi katam bhavet. How can that be conducive for jivan mukti? That yogi, that seeker, we have to supply katam bhavet here. So how can that ahankara be conducive to the enjoyment of jivan mukti? It can never be conducive to that. So it is not a question, it is a statement. Shloka 304. Ahamotyanta nivritya tatkritanana vikalpasam hritya pratyak tattva vivekate idamahamasmiti vindate tattvam. So therefore, aha maha atyanta nivritya. Ahankara must be put in its own place. It should become insignificant. It should be there only to the extent that is needed to transact. If all the father, I, mother, I, husband, I, employer, I, manager, I, guru, I, sishya, I, so they don't get automatically invoked, but I choose to invoke them for that moment to transact. If they get automatically invoked, then you are not in control. You invoke them to transact whenever it is needed. Then I am the master. That means ahankara becomes weaker. It is feeble. Therefore, ahankara atyanta nivritya. That master ahankara should be eliminated, and the slave, the feeble ahankara, that should replace that. Then I become the master. Ahankara is no more master. I become the master. And when we say that, we understand it as respective roles. For example, father role, mother role, the husband role, all that. All those are roles. They come when I want, and they don't come by themselves. They come only when I invoke them. Then the question is what? Who will know that? Only the person knows. Once the ahankara is handled, tat krita nana vikalpa samhritya. All the secondary products of ahankara, mamakara and ahankara, they are called here by tat kritam. So ahankara kritam, nana vikalpa, the various roles, every relationship is a mamakara. What is the nature of atma? Atma is asangohi aham purushaha, na mrityur na shanka, na me jati bedaha, pita naiva me naiva mata na janma, na bandur na mitram, guru naiva shishyaha. Guru, shishya, they are also sambandhas only. So no sambandhas at all. If that is the case, chidananda rupaha, shivoham, shivoham. ది లాస్ట్ ఆర్ ఫైనల్ సంబంధాస్ ఆర్ సపోజ్ టు బి ఓన్లీ త్రీ ఫర్ ఎవరిబడి ఇఫ్ హీ ఈస్ అ సీకర్ ది లాస్ట్ ఫైనల్ సంబంధ ఆర్ సపోజ్ టు బి ఓన్లీ త్రీ అండ్ దీస్ త్రీ షుడ్ ఫాలో ఆల్ అదర్ సంబంధాస్ అండ్ వాట్ ఆర్ దోస్ త్రీ విత్ ది గురు విత్ శాస్త్ర అండ్ విత్ ఈశ్వర దీస్ ఆర్ ద ఓన్లీ త్రీ రిలేషన్షిప్ వన్ క్యాన్ హ్యావ్ అట్ ది ఎండ్ ఫైనలీ అండ్ దీస్ త్రీ షుడ్ బి కెప్ట్ టిల్ ది ఎండ్ అండ్ అట్ ది ఎండ్ దే హ్యావ్ టు బి గివెన్ అప్ ఆల్సో నా బంధుర్ నా మిత్రం గురు నైవ శిష్య ది బ్రహ్మచారి స్టఫ్ట్ యాక్చువల్లీ దే హ్యావ్ అ టఫ్ట్ ది బ్రహ్మచారి స్టఫ్ట్ ఇస్ సపోజ్ టు ఇండికేట్ దీస్ త్రీ సంబంధ అండ్ ద సన్యాసిస్ రిమూవల్ ఆఫ్ ద టఫ్ట్ దాట్ సింబలైజెస్ కట్టింగ్ ఆఫ్ దాట్ ఫైనల్ హోల్డ్ ఆల్సో బికాస్ అకార్డింగ్ టు శాస్త్రాస్ దాట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో ఎ సాత్విక సంబంధ ఓన్లీ should be given up. Therefore, tat krita nana vikalpa samhritya. Samhriti means here eliminating them. So, mamakara samhritya, and as this is cut by repeatedly dwelling on that, it does not automatically happen. Very difficult. We have to give time. It may take lot of time. Each one we deliberately invoke and we have to cut them. That is Nididhyasanam. The job of Nididhyasanam is that. Invoke all the hoods. Fatherhood, you know, the three hoods of the serpent. Like that we have got all the other hoods. Fatherhood, motherhood, the managerhood, the finally guruhood, shishyahood, all these hoods. Cut each hood of Ahankara. No other way. That is why Nididhyasanam is a very, very long process. By doing this again and again, then finally, the very Vedantic teaching, which did not give much impact before, gives much stronger impact now. Initially, when we teach Vedanta, people will take, okay, they are saying something, Aham Brahmasmi and all that thing. But as we go through the process of Shravanam, Mananam and going into Nididhyasanam, repeatedly dwelling on this teaching, then it makes a stronger impact. Thinner the Aham, Mama, Iron Curtain, more penetrating will be tattvam asi. Otherwise, it can never get into any person. Otherwise, if the guru teaches, you are Ananda Swarupaha, the student will think, the guru does not know my family story at all. So he tells something. Therefore, finally, the family story, he know, aham mama kartam, that has to go. So, pratyak tattva vivekat, pratyak tattvam, means Atma, the inner reality. Viveka, Viveka here means Vicharaha, the inquiry. So Atma Vicharat, that means Shravanat, either you continue to hear from the teacher, because one can go on listening to the teacher so often, or you yourself invoke the teaching at leisure. So as the Aham, Mama becomes feebler, weaker, the invocation of the teaching will become more intense. So vivekat, through inquiry, aham idam asmi iti tattvam vindate. He owns up the tattvam. What tattvam? Stula sukshma karana sharirat vitiriktaha, avastatraya sakshi, panchakosha vilakshanaha, sachidananda swarupasan yaha tishtati. In tattva bodha we went through this, that tattvam, atma tattvam. అహం ఇతి అస్మీతి విందతే దిస్ చైతన్య తత్వం ఐ యామ్ దట్ ఇదం దట్ ఇండికేట్స్ అపరోక్షతయా భాసమానం సో ది అపరోక్ష చైతన్యం ఐ యామ్ దట్ నాలెడ్జ్ విందతే హీ గెయిన్స్ దట్ నాలెడ్జ్ దర్ఫోర్ ది రిసెప్షన్ ఆఫ్ వేదాంత ఈస్ డైరెక్ట్లీ ప్రపోర్షనల్ టు ద థిన్నింగ్ డౌన్ ఆఫ్ అహం మమ ఆబ్స్టకల్స్ then Vedanta will make lot of sense. It will get into the person. Continuing, Shloka 305. Ahankare kartaryahamiti matim muncha sahasa vikaratmanyatma pratipala jushi swastiti mushi yadadhyasat praptam jani mriti jara dukkha bahula ప్రతీచిన్మూర్తే తవ సుఖతనో సంసృతియం So Shankaracharya, he now advises all the seekers, all the mumukshus. Oh Sishyas, this is a tough job. This is not that easy. But you should not avoid it because it is tough. Because there is no other alternative. There is no exception. If you want moksha, what is the job? Aham iti matim muncha. Muncha means give up. Give up the I notion or identification. Aham iti. In what? Ahankare kartari. The ahankara, the karta, the bhokta. And what is the definition of ahankara? If you remember, body-mind complex with reflected consciousness. We defined it in the previous webinar. So, chidabhasa sahita shariram. Stula sukshma shariram is ahankara. So, the live body-mind complex is called ahankara. Therefore, in that ahankara, the I abhimanam, the I identification, muncha, give up. When should I give up? It is like getting rid of an intense headache by taking the medicine instantaneously. I'm not waiting for 2 days when the headache is now hitting me so hard. I want to take the medicine right then. So sahasa, instantaneously drop it because it has been burning you always. It continues to hurt all the time. So sahasa muncha, ahankare kartari. And what type of ahankara it is? These are all explanations of ahankara to indicate how it deserves to be thrown out. So, hetu garbha visheshanani. So, for example, if you want to tell someone not to move with some other person, you want to tell, don't move with that person. If you just simply tell him, he won't listen. So, one has to tell all the dushta swabhavas of that person. Oh, that person is this, that and all. So, it is better to avoid him, don't go near him. So, and therefore give up. So, dussanga sarvada tyajyaha. So, dussangam, always get rid of. So, similarly, ahankara abhimana is dussangaha. Why ahankara is dushtaha? He says, vikara atmani. It is of the nature of change, of the nature of modification. Atma, we want a dependable person, but this is changing. Atma means nature. Vikara, vikara is changing. And therefore, it becomes happy. It can never remain happy all the time. It can be happy today. Tomorrow it cannot be happy. So the adjective happy, which is connected with ahankara, never sticks to that permanently at all, to ahankara. Happy ahankara will change. It will become unhappy ahankara tomorrow. So all adjectives like happy, dukkhi, all of them, they are all subject to change. So vikara swarupe. Atma pratipala jushi. It does not have original consciousness. So it enjoys only reflected consciousness. Pratipalam means reflection. Atma pratipalam. The reflection of Atma Chaitanyam only is ahankara. It doesn't have its own sentience. So the consciousness in ahankara is the consciousness in the body that is borrowed. What is the proof? Death is the proof. Because body becomes inert at the time of death. So, Atma Pratipala is equal to Pratibimba Chaitanyam, that is Abhasa Chaitanyam. Jushi means endowed with. So, Jush Dhatu actually, Jushi, Jush Dhatu, that is Juhate, Jushate, Sevate, Prapnoti, supposed to be endowed with. It is Atma Pratipala Jush Sabdaha. So, it is Shakaranda Pullinga, it is Atma Pratipala Jush Sabdaha. So, again, Saptami. And ekavachanam, adjective to ahankara. So, give up your identification with ahankara, which enjoys only borrowed consciousness. And swastiti mushi, this is important, swastiti, naturally relax the condition, swastiti, its own condition, atma, relax the condition. So, swasmin stitihi, being at ease, being at home, what does the ahankara do now? Swastiti mushi. It steals away, it robs away your relaxation. It creates stress. As long as the ahankara and mamakara are there, a person will have stress in various degrees. In fact, according to shastras, other than jnanis, the whole world is in stress alone. Stress will go completely only when aham, mama is completely dropped. One can attend any number of stress management courses. Ultimately, one has to come to this way only. Actually, the organizers of the various stress management courses, including the teacher, they will be all under great stress that the course should go on well. So many people should sign up. They will need also all kinds of blessing. They will go to that temple, this temple. The course should be successful, all that. So, swastiti mushi. It takes away your easiness. So, this is, it makes you at dis-ease. That is disease. One is not at ease, you know, dis-ease. And the abhimana in such an ahankara, sahasa muncha. Go back to actually first line. So, if you don't give it up, what will happen? Yes, adhyasate prapta, ahankara adhyasate, ahankara abhimanate. Because of the ahankara abhimana alone, this mess has come. What mess? Again in the fourth line, yam samskritihi, this samsara. You are stuck on that. Prapta, that has come. Yet adhyasate, because of ahankara adhyasa only, this samsara has come. And what is the definition of samsara? He says, jani, mriti, jara, tukka, bahula, which is saturated with janihi, repeated births, mritihi, repeated deaths, because repeated birth means repeated death, and jara, all kinds of old age, disease. Yama gives various degrees of tortures actually, and dukkam, various pains are coming, physical, psychological, all kinds of pains as they grow old. Children don't even ask whether I am alive or not. They don't even write to me. They don't even call me. All are pains. Bahula. Bahula means saturated. It's a strilingam again because adjective to samsritihi. So, dukkha bahula samsritihi iyam. So, this has come to you only because of what? Dussanga. You are associated with the wrong entity, namely ahankara. And the question is, if you give up the ahankara entity, then from where will I get ananda? Because people are, there were two. Shankaracharya says, you need not get ananda from anywhere. If you think that by giving up ahankara, will I get ananda at all or not? Shankaracharya says, you need not get ananda from anywhere. Why? Because you are the spring or the fountain of ananda in yourself. So he says, Pratichaha, for you who are the inner self, Chaitanya Swarupam, all are again sixth case, Shashti Vibhakti, Pratichaha, adjective to you, Tava. So for you, who is the inner self, Chinmurtehe, again in sixth case, adjective to Tava again, who is of the nature of consciousness, Chinmurtihi, Chaitanya Swarupam, and Sukha Tanoho, Sukha Swarupasya, Ananda Rupasya. So, for you, who is of the nature of consciousness, Chaitanyam, Ananda, the inner self of the body, for you, this samsara has come to you because of what? Because of ahankara sambandha only. So, that tava in the fourth line should be connected to iyam samsritihi prapta. Shloka 306. Sataika rupasya chidatmano viboho आनंदमूर्तेरनवद्य कीर्तेः नैवान्यता क्वाप्य विकारिणस्थे विनाहमध्यास ममुष्य संस्कृतिः. Here, Shankaracharya says, by yourself, you do not require any assistance to be happy at all. You are Ananda Swarupaha yourself. As Dayananda Swami, he nicely says, for happiness, you need only yourself. You don't need anything else. You need only yourself. You are so wonderful. What is the nature? Sadaika rupasya. Sada eka rupasya. You are always of the same nature. Unchanging nature. Uniform nature. And what is that nature? Chidatmanaha. In the form of Chaitanyam. And viboho. And what is the size of the Chaitanyam? It is all pervading. Sarva Vyapakasya, and Anandamurtehe, the embodiment of ananda. Even if you want to have dukkham, you cannot have. Actually, that is the dukkham. That I cannot have dukkham is the dukkham. Therefore, ananda rupasya. All are again sixth case. Adjective to te. In the third line, there is this te. So, adjective to that. So, te means for you. Tava. And only that you have got. So, and on, and it's a glory, and you have got the glory which is blemishless, wonderful glory, spotless glory. The glory being Sat Swarupam, Chit Swarupam, Ananda, Ananda Swarupam. So, Avikarinaha, you are changeless. Avikari, te, for you. So, for you who has got so much, such a nature, Samsriti, Naiva Syat, Samsara is never possible. Naiva in the third line, that is the Samsriti in the fourth line, Syat, it should be understood. We have to supply. There can be no samsara for you at all, other than one condition. What is that condition? Aham adhyasam vina. Other than or without the I notion, aham adhyasam. So aham adhyasa is that. Without that I notion, in what? Amushya. We can take it actually in again the seventh case here. Amushmin in the ahankara. Without the I notion in ahankara, without ahankara abhimana, you can never have samsara at all. That is the only problem. Kwapi. Kwapi means at any time. Therefore, the only cause of samsara is ahankara adhyasa alone. And ahankara adhyasa has come because of what? You are not aware of the fact that I am somebody different from and superior to ahankara. I am not aware of that fact. Then who will want to own up ahankara? As Krishna says, Yavanartha Udapane Sarvadaha Sampludodahe. When you want a lake of fresh, pure water behind the house, who will go after the water from the tap, the municipal water and all? Similarly, because of the ignorance of the higher self, I am sticking to the lower ego. Therefore, give it up. You can enjoy moksha samrajya. Shloka 307. Tasmad ahankaramimam sashatrum bhokturgale kantakavat pratitam vichidya vijnana mahasinasputam bungshvatma samrajya sukam yateshtam. Tasmad, therefore, since strong invocation of ahankara that creates samsara, therefore, one has to keep ahankara at a subdued level. Tasmat, therefore, ahankarasya samsarasya karanatvati. Imam ahankaram, this ahankara, this is compared to, he gives a very nice comparison here. Boktur gale kantakavat pratitam. Suppose, you know, a particular person, he likes a particular dish, which is also happens to be a costly dish in the restaurant or hotel, whatever it is. You have managed to get it and you put it in the mouth also. And now it has to be only swallowed. But what happens? In the throat, something is stuck. Maybe some, whatever it is, something is stuck. So, gale kantakaha, a thorn-like something that is stuck in the throat. And therefore, you are not able to swallow that. What will be the condition? Similarly, getting Jivan Mukti dish is very difficult. One has gone through so many births of sadhanas to get Jivan Mukti. Somehow one has got it. Manushyatvam, Mumukshutvam, Mahapurushatam Shreya, Guru, Shastram, managed to come to the class perhaps and understand also in spite of all Viparita Bhavanas, understand Vedanta, do Shravanam, Mananam, Nidhyasanam. Against all odds, I have come to jnana prapti. I have gained jnana. I have to only swallow the jivan mukti. I have to only enjoy the jnana phalam. But what is not allowing me to swallow that? Various ahankara problems. They are not allowing me to enjoy the jnana phalam. Between jnanam and jnana phalam, the ahankara vasana is the obstacle. Ahankara itself is not serving an obstacle anymore because through knowledge I have known the mityatvam of ahankara. But during vyavaharas, during transactions, the ahankara vasana makes the ahankara real. And during that moment, the ahankara problem also becomes real. And therefore, samsara is overwhelmingly real. All because of what? Not ignorance. I already know aham brahmasmi. Already I have the jnanam. But ahankara vasana. Therefore, bhuktuhu gale. Gala means throat. Kantakaha means it's like a thorn, some obstruction. So kantakatvatim pratitam. Ahankara is experienced as a thorn in the throat by not allowing me to swallow the jivan mukta ananda, the benefit of Vedanta. And so ahankara is shatrum, is like an enemy for jivan mukta anubhava, shanti anubhava, samatva anubhava. We have to be very, very careful actually. We are not mentioning the word Brahma anubhava yet. Swamiji, when he teaches all this, the way he cautions. We don't accept Brahma anubhava at all. We are talking about Brahma jnana phala anubhava, which is enjoying peace, abhayam, no fear. I am not able to enjoy. So ahankara is the enemy. Ahankara is the shatru. But here we should remember, ahankara is shatru, not in the total sense of the term. Because for doing the duty, day-to-day duties, one has to invoke ahankara. Even for a guru, if he has to do his duty of teaching to his shishyas, ahankara has to be invoked. So ahankara is not totally a shatru, but when it becomes too prominent, when that ahankara becomes too prominent, then it becomes a shatru. And such a shatru for me, vichidya, destroy. That means should be falsified at regular intervals. We have to go through the examination every time. Whenever a particular worry overwhelms me, invoke that worry and see the cause of that worry. Invariably, it will be related to some father ahankara, wife ahankara, husband ahankara, employer ahankara, manager ahankara. So go back to the higher Atma. And when seen from the Atma level, the ahankara becomes so insignificant that the worry becomes abhibhutam. If you remember, we have used this word. When a thing becomes too insignificant in presence of something else, it is called abhibhava. We have seen that earlier. So we gave the example when the sun rises. So all the stars, they are also very much in the sky. The sun does not destroy the stars, but they become insignificant. Similarly, ahankara will continue. And the problems also will continue. But when we invoke the higher I, the ahankara and problems, they will become too insignificant that we don't mind them anymore. Taking the strides, as we say now. Anyway, this world is like that. Things will happen. We understand life means problems. They can come. Situations can come. We understand. We won't get seriously disturbed by them. That is called abhibhavaha. Sanchita is destroyed, agami is destroyed, prarabdhasya abhibhavaha bhavati. Prarabdham has to be gone through. Prarabdham is not destroyed, but it will become insignificant for a jnani. So vichidya, making it subdued. So mithya, making it insignificant. By what? Vijnana mahasina, by the short sword of vijnanam. The Vedantic teaching, because Vedantic teaching alone can make the ahankara smaller. It is like imagining the huge galaxy, and from that standpoint, when we look at Earth, what will happen? Earth will continue to be the same, but in that vision, Earth will become insignificant. And in that Earth, a particular continent, a particular nation, a particular state, a village, a street, a house, a room, how important it will be. Therefore, the only method of making ahankara insignificant is Vedanta. Whatever other field one goes to, ahankara will be only nourished in those fields. So, with the sword of knowledge or nididhyasanam, విజ్ఞాన మహాసిన మే యు కట్ దిస్ అహంకార అహంకార కంటక. హౌ? నాట్ వేగ్లీ, స్ఫుటం విచ్ఛిద్య. ఐ షుడ్ బి కన్విన్స్డ్ దట్ అహంకార ఈస్ ఇన్సిగ్నిఫికెంట్. ఇట్ షుడ్ బి ఫర్మ్ నాలెడ్జ్, నాట్ త్రూ గురు ఆర్ శాస్త్ర సెట్, బికాస్ గురు సెట్ ఆర్ శాస్త్ర సెట్. ఐ షుడ్ బి ఏబుల్ టు సీ ద వర్త్లెస్నెస్ ఆఫ్ అహంకార మైసెల్ఫ్. అండ్ ఇఫ్ ఐ డూ దాట్, వాట్ ఇస్ అడ్వాంటేజ్? శంకరాచార్య సేస్, ఐ ఎమ్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ టు గెట్ ఎనీథింగ్ ఇఫ్ యు ఫాలో మై అడ్వైస్. ఇఫ్ యు ఫాలో ది బెనిఫిట్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు బి ఫార్ యూ ఓన్లీ. ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ ఎనీథింగ్ అట్ ఆల్. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎ ప్యూర్ అడ్వైస్ గివన్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ కంపాషన్ బై ది ఆచార్య. సో హీ సేస్, బుంక్ష్వ, యూ ఎంజాయ్. I have nothing to do with that. You can enjoy. And I am telling you because I am already enjoying it. I am enjoying the Atma Samrajya Sukham all the time. I want you also to enjoy because you have come to the my fold as a student. So Atma Samrajya Sukham, that is a Jivan Mukta Anubhavam. Bhungshwa, enjoy. May you enjoy that. Yateshtam, freely, as you like. No comparison at all. No competition. In all other fields, there is competition. And so all others will get depleted also over time. For example, you build so many buildings, apartments and all, and use only all the groundwater. After few years, when so many other new people come, the water resource will deplete. Whereas Brahmananda is the only thing which will never get depleted because of a few more people also became jnanis. They are going to share it. It's not going to be depleted at all. So, yateshtam, it means without the fear of reduction of ananda by the sharing of others, you enjoy. Bhungshva. Shloka 308. Satohamadher vinivartya vrittim satyak సత్యక్షరాగ పరమార్థలాభాత్ తూష్ణీం సమాస్వాత్మ సుఖానుభూత్య పూర్ణాత్మన బ్రహ్మణి నిర్వికల్పః. తతః మీన్స్ దర్ ఫోర్ దర్ ఆఫ్టర్ పరమార్థలాభాత్ సంత్యక్తరాగః భవ. బై ఓనింగ్ అప్ ది పరమార్థ లాభః, లాభః మీన్స్ అటైన్మెంట్. బై అటైనింగ్ దట్, here there is no attainment of paramartha because I myself happen to be paramartha, the ultimate substance. Artha could be a substance, Brahman. Artha means goal also, and paramartha, ultimate goal, that is moksha. So atma, myself. So paramartha labha means attainment of myself, owning up my higher nature. So paramartha labha, what is the benefit? Santyakta ragaha, you drop off all your attachments, raga, all your desires, all your expectations. Ahankara leads to expectation from people. And even though one might give advice and say, I am telling this for your good only. People normally they say, you know, they give advice and say, I am telling this for your good only. But in the heart of hearts, what they think? We want our people to do something that we like. Even though we say it is for your good only, in the heart of hearts, we feel, I will be happy only if you follow my advice. We expect them to follow our advice. If not, we are going to be unhappy. Look at that. I advised him so much, that guy didn't listen. Therefore, no expectation means my advice is the most relaxed advice. We only say, give advice as a suggestion and not as a commandment. Even to our own children, up to a certain age, commandment may be possible because children may not understand up to a certain age. And thereafter, treat children as friends only. Shastra itself says clearly, Rajavad Panchavarshani, Dashavarshani Dashavat, Praptetu Shodase Varshe, Putram Mitravat Acharet. Once the child has become 16 years, Putra has become Mitra, only friend. Your right to command is gone. If you still command, you get into problem. Because of what? Expectation. So suggestion plus expectation is equal to commandment and problem. Therefore he says, Santyakta Ragaha. Drop all ideas of commandment by dropping all expectation. Expectation is the biggest problem. And when you are relaxed and when you give suggestion, then the chances are the other people may take the suggestion also. And ahamadehe vrittim vinivartya. Turn your vritti, the functioning or identification, with ahamadehe, ahankara and mamakara. From both. Vrittim vinivartya. Over attention, over involvement, being carried away by all the aham, mama activities. May you not be immersed, may you not be submerged in aham and mama. Let it become incidental. So, santyakta ragaha paramartha labhat. We have got lot of inner leisure. What is the advantage actually? When aham and mama, aham, mama is no more overwhelming, we get lot of inner leisure. The mind finds sudden peace. Tushnim samasva. May you remain relaxed when you are not engaged in duty. Now our time is going either in doing the duty or worrying about the duty. That's what we do all the time. There is no time for Vedanta at all. He says, now you will do your duty and will not dwell on it. So tushnim samasva. May you remain relaxed. Actually, Swami Dayananda, he gave a talk, it seems, activity and inner leisure. Activity will never disturb you, and when you are relaxed, what occupies your mind most of the time? Not aham vori and mama vori, but atma sukhanubhutya. When you are relaxed, that's what? Atma sukham. Remain relaxed, enjoying atma sukham, atmananda, purnatvam. I am full, I am complete, I am contented as I am. I don't lack anything in life. This is called atmananda anubhavaha. Purnatva anubhavaha. May you enjoy that purnatva anubhava. Purnatmana, in the form of purnatma, limitless atma. So may you remain relaxed. In what? Brahmani. Brahmani means in Brahman. It means what? May your thoughts be centered on aham brahmasmi, aham purnosmi, aham nityosmi, aham triptosmi, aham asangosmi, aham nirvikarosmi, chidananda rupaha, shivoham, shivoham. Only that thought. Dwell on those things. Nirvikalpaha, without any division. Subject-object divisions at all. There is no such division. So, samasva is actually in Madhyama Purusha, so ekavachanam. So, sam, as is the dhatu. So, atmanepadi. So, Lord, so all those grammar, I don't have to go through. So, samasvaha. So, the subject is tvam, and nirvikalpaha is the adjective. So, to the subject tvam, so nirvikalpaha tvam, purnatmana, brahmani, atma sukhanubhutya, samasva. That is the, actually, that's the, actual, how you do the anvaya of this or this of the sentence. Shloka 309. Samula krittopi mahanaham punaha vyullekita sadhyati chetasakshanam sanjivya vikshepa shatankaroti nabasvata pravrishi varido yatha. So Shankaracharya, he says here that we have been functioning as ahankara for so long that we are addicted to ahankara. Nididhyasanam is nothing but what? It is a de-addiction, like detoxification. It is a de-addiction project, which takes a long time. Because of this addiction, over anadikala pravrittaha, through several janmas. So even though I may deliberately withdraw ahankara, the ahankara vasana, the tendency for re-addiction is there. And therefore, if you are not alert, even for a moment, any particular worry or relationship is a particular ahankara only. And whenever ahankara comes initially, we should be alert and say, it is due to my prarabdha. I will go ahead with my action plan and Lord is there to protect me and drop this. So, but if you go on thinking, it's not a thought buildup, for example, it's nourishment of ahankara if you do that. And the process continues. Worry, fear, they also take us over. So he says, Mahan aham punaha vyullekitaha syat. This powerful ahankara, this is maha aham, which is very much there in vasana rupam. సో రసవర్జ్యం రసోప్యస్య, సో దట్ ఇస్ వాసనారూపం. అండ్ విన్ దాట్ ఈస్ దేర్ మహాన్, మహాన్ ఇస్ ద పవర్ఫుల్ అహంకార, నాట్ దిస్ మహాన్ ఇస్ పవర్ఫుల్ అహంకార. విల్లేఖిత వెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ రీఇన్వోక్డ్ బై అవర్ థాట్ బిల్డప్, ఆల్ ద వరీస్ వాట్ విల్ హ్యాపన్ టు మీ ఇన్ 20, 20, 20, 30, వీ డోంట్ ఈవెన్ నో వెదర్ విల్ బి దేర్ అట్ దట్ టైమ్, బట్ ఆల్ వరీస్ ఆర్ దేర్. సో విల్లేఖిత సన్ మహాన్ అహం పునః, పునః మీన్స్ అగైన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ రీయాక్టివేటెడ్ విల్లోకిత. అండ్ సంజీవ్య ఇట్ కమ్స్ టు ఫుల్ లైఫ్ అగైన్ లైక్ రక్త బీజాసుర, రక్త బీజాసుర యు నో ఫర్ ఈచ్ డ్రాప్ ఆఫ్ బ్లడ్ దట్ ఫాల్స్ ఆన్ ద ఫ్లోర్ సో మెనీ యు నో అసురాస్ కమ్ బ్యాక్. సో దిస్ అహంకార ఇస్ లైక్ దాట్, వెన్ యూ కట్ ఆఫ్ వన్ అహంకార బేస్డ్ థాట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ లైక్ అ డ్రాప్ ఆఫ్ బ్లడ్, అవుట్ ఆఫ్ దట్ సింగిల్ థాట్ ద ఫుల్ ఫ్లడ్జ్డ్ అహంకార కమ్స్ అప్. సో సంజీవ్య ఇట్ కమ్స్ టు లైఫ్. మూలకృత్త అపి ఈవెన్ దో యూ హ్యావ్ డెస్ట్రాయిడ్ ది అహంకార త్రూ నాలెడ్జ్, ది అహంకార వాసన కంటిన్యూస్. కృత్త మీన్స్ కట్, స మూల మీన్స్ అలాంగ్ విత్ ద రూట్, ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ యూ కట్ ఇట్ అలాంగ్ ద రూట్. సో ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ అహంకార ఈస్ అప్రూటెడ్ దాట్ పవర్ఫుల్ అహంకార వెన్ ఇన్వోక్డ్ త్రూ ఎ వర్లీ థాట్ ఎ వాసన విల్ అగైన్ కమ్ బ్యాక్. హౌ డు యూ నో దాట్? విక్షేప శతం కరోతి, ఇట్ లీడ్స్ టు థౌసండ్స్ ఆఫ్ మెంటల్ డిస్టర్బెన్సెస్. శతం, శతం మీన్స్ హండ్రెడ్, విక్షేప మీన్స్ రంబ్లింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద మైండ్, డిస్టర్బెన్సెస్ ఇట్ క్రియేట్స్. లైక్ వాట్? హియర్ హీ గివ్స్ అన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్, యాజ్ ద విండ్ బ్రింగ్స్ ది రెయిన్, రెయిన్ బ్యారింగ్ క్లౌడ్స్ టుగెదర్ అండ్ కాసెస్ టు రెయిన్, జస్ట్ యాజ్ ద విండ్ నభస్వాన్, నభస్వాన్ విండ్. సో వాట్ ఇస్ ద జాబ్ ఆఫ్ ద విండ్? టు బ్రింగ్ టుగెదర్ ఆల్ రెయిన్ బ్యారింగ్ పీసెస్ ఆఫ్ క్లౌడ్స్. Once the clouds, they all come together, they become sufficiently big, then the rain condenses. Similarly, pieces of ahankara will be brought together by the wind of your invocation. The thought buildup is wind, ahankara is the cloud, and mental disturbances, that is the rain. So, one is drenched in worry. So, nabaswata, nabaswata. And pravrishi, vrishi means vrish, means rain, rain is season. So in summer season, rain won't, you know, do much actually. We may call summer season as maybe like jnana nishta, there is not much disturbance. So varidaha, varidaha means rain bearing clouds. Yata means like the rain bearing clouds. Yata. Shloka 310. Nigrihya shatro rahamo vakashaha kvachinna deyo vishayanu chintaya sayeva sanjeevana heturasya ప్రక్షీణ జంబీర తరోరివాంబు. ఐ టుక్ అప్ దిస్ శ్లోక ఆల్సో ఈవెన్ దో వి మే పర్హాప్స్ ఓవర్ షార్ట్ బై మినిట్. అప్ టు దిస్ శ్లోక ఈస్ ద డిస్కషన్ ఆఫ్ అహంకార. సో ది అహంకార టాపిక్ కన్క్లూడ్స్ విత్ దిస్, దట్స్ వై ఐ టుక్ దిస్ శ్లోక ఆల్సో. హీ సెట్ ద ప్రామినెంట్ అహంకార ఈస్ ది ఆబ్స్టకల్ టు నిధిధ్యాసనం అండ్ అసిమిలేషన్. సో ఇట్ హ్యాస్ టు బి కెప్ట్ సబ్డ్యూడ్. సో హియర్ హీ సేస్ what will invoke the ahankara. Topic is gradually now shifted. Until now the topic was ahankara, now it is the cause for its invocation, so that we can handle the cause not to invoke ahankara. So he says the cause is dwelling upon any worldly thing more than what is necessary. Krishna said actually sparshan kritva bahir bahyan చక్షుస్ చైవాంతరే బ్రువోహో. దిస్ ఈస్ అ ఫేవరెట్ శ్లోక ఇట్ సీమ్స్ ఆఫ్ స్వామి దయానంద. ఇట్స్ అన్ అసైడ్ పాయింట్. కృష్ణ టెల్స్ డ్యూరింగ్ మెడిటేషన్ కీప్ ద వరల్డ్ అవుట్ సైడ్ యువర్ మైండ్. డ్యూరింగ్ ద మెడిటేషన్, నిధిధ్యాసనం, దిస్ ఇస్ వేదాంతిక్ మెడిటేషన్, కీప్ ద వరల్డ్ అవుట్ సైడ్ యువర్ మైండ్. దెన్ స్వామిజీ ఆస్క్ ద క్వశ్చన్, ఇట్ సీమ్స్ వై షుడ్ కృష్ణ గివ్ దిస్ అడ్వైస్, బికాస్ వరల్డ్ ఇస్ ఆల్రెడీ అవుట్ సైడ్ ఓన్లీ. I am thinking, I am meditating, world is outside of me. Krishna advises like this because even though the physical world is outside, we carry that world in our mind all the time. He gives an example. For example, when a person is traveling in a bus or car, for every one person, 10 people travel with him without tickets. The father, the child, he says particularly the mother-in-law, all these people travel with him because all the thoughts about all these people linger with him when he travels. That way, when they come for the class also, the, you know, so many people registered for the class, but along with them, so many others also, during the class also, suddenly the thoughts has to go astray. All kinds of other things also come. So those people, all the unregistered people also come into the class. That's what Swamiji says. So the world, if it occupies your mind beyond the necessary time, that is giving scope for invocation of Ahankara. So Shankaracharya says here, Vishaya Anuchintaya. By allowing the Vishaya, it's an external object, Vishaya means to occupy the mind, to allow them to occupy the mind or thinking of an external object, that invokes Ahankara. One should be very careful. These are all shlokas that could be misleading. Here Shankaracharya does not say that you should give up your house, your employment and all that. Sit in a cave and sit in Nirvikalpaka Samadhi permanently. He is not saying all that. That's not the advice. Here the word is very important. He uses the word. The word what he says is Anuchintaya is the word. Not Chintaya. Anuchintaya. There is a difference between Chinta and Anuchinta. Chinta means think to the extent required. And Anuchinta means repeatedly and constantly thinking, which is really worrying. As someone said, in the name of planning for the future, we only keep on worrying. Planning is a deliberate action that requires a particular duration of time, which we can choose. Plan for a trip, plan for travel, all that thing we do. But worrying is not deliberate. It happens and it has no time limit also. Planning makes you efficient. Worrying makes a person deficient. Shankaracharya is not, you know, he's not thinking of the world for planning. But what he cautions is Anuchinta, worry. Chinta nasti kila. Actually, there's a beautiful song, you know, it seems by Sadashiva Brahmendra. So tesham chinta nasti kila. So Vishaya Anuchintaya, by allowing the world to occupy your mind. Here the word Vishaya is not confined to object only. It includes people, it includes situations also. So repeatedly dwelling upon people, things, situations, Ahankara is invoked. So he says, Vishaya Anuchintaya. Aha maha avakashaha na deyaha. So avakashaha means scope. Aha maha means for the Ahankara, na deyaha, never give scope. So never give scope for the rays of Ahankara by dwelling upon the Vishayas, external objects, much. Kwachit. On any day, at any time. Ahankara is actually waiting. Like it's the camel story, you know, camel only first puts his head into the tent. And in a few seconds or minutes, the entire camel enters into the tent. Everybody else in the tent have to go away. So similarly, if you allow Ahankara to enter into your mind a little bit, then it is going to take over. How do you do that then? Nigrihya, by being alert, channelize, monitor your thoughts. Because Shatroho, it is a Shatru. And if you are not alert, what will happen? Sayeva Asya Sanjeevana Hetuhu. This mechanical thinking process alone is the cause of revival of Ahankara, Sanjeevanam, again bringing back to life. Like what? Prakshina, Prakshina, Jambira Taroho, Ambu Iva. Prakshina, Jambira, last line. Prakshina, Jambira Taroho, Ambu Iva. It's like a drying or a dying Jambira tree. Jambira tree is a particular type of tree. When it is dying, when it is drying and dying, if you pour water, what will happen? The dying tree will again come back to life. Similarly, the Ahankara drying tree will be revived by pouring which water? The mechanical thinking water. Because most of our worries are mechanical. No one needs training for that. It is automatic. And Ambu means water. So we'll stop. I wanted to take up to 310th shloka today because that concludes this topic. So we are going to, already the slight change has already have been indicated by Acharya. So we will continue with the next shloka, next webinar. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachyate. పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవాశిష్యతే. శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. శ్రీకృష్ణ అర్పణమస్తు. నారాయణ.